Chapter 2. Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Tell me, Charlie, said Grandpa Joe.
He moved closer to Charlie and he said quietly,
Have you ever seen anyone go in or come out of Wonka's factory?
I really don't know, Grandpa, said Charlie. When I walk past the factory, the gates are always closed.
Many years ago, Mr. Wonka had thousands of workers, said Grandpa Joe. But one day, he told them, Go home and never come back.
Why?
Asked Charlie.
Because of spies, said Grandpa Joe. Other chocolate makers were sending their spies to work in Wonka's factory. They wanted to steal his secret ideas.
Oh no! And did they steal them? Asked Charlie.
Yes, they did, said Grandpa Joe. Soon after that, the other factories started making delicious new chocolates and sweets and ice creams, and they were all just like Wonka's. This is terrible, said Mr. Wonka, and he closed the factory. Nobody saw him for months and months. But one day, we saw smoke at the factory, and we could hear the machines inside again. People in the town ran to the factory gates, but they were still closed.
But who works there? Asked Charlie.
Nobody knows, said Grandpa Joe.
Then Mr. Bucket came into the room, looking excited. He was back from his job at the toothpaste factory, and he had a newspaper in his hands.
Have you heard the news? He cried.
He showed the family the newspaper.
Wonka is going to open his factory again!
Do you mean that people can go inside the factory? Cried Grandpa Joe. What does the newspaper say?
I'll read it, said Mr. Bucket. Listen!